Welcome to a brand new episode of FGCism. I'm Michael.
And I'm Anthony.
We're here to talk about the good times and the bad times of the FGC right now.
Mostly good?
Yeah, now it's just like people are just disillusioned by the recent offerings of fighting games. It's probably the worst thing happening right now.
Yeah, nothing too controversial.
Yeah.
I think. Hopefully.
Or at least nothing controversial I'm going to talk about because, like, I don't know. I don't be feeling like it like I used to. I don't have it in me to, like, talk about super controversial stuff in the FGC anymore. Unless it's, like, dealing with something that's important.
I get it because it's, like, when it was bad, it was bad.
Yes. Like, the stuff with those people we don't name anymore. Or that TV show that Capcom and Namco did for that video game that came out that year. Stuff like that. But as far as, like, you know, drama between players and stuff, don't have the time for it. I don't.
It's pretty miserable stuff anyway.
Yeah. But on a brighter note, let's do the thing we do, which is trivia.
Here we go. Can't you just use a royalty-free thing?
They don't know what that is.
Whatever.
Look, you gotta be of a certain age to know what that jingle was, so I don't think everybody listening to our show is of that age bracket, so they wouldn't even know what that is. It's just another jingle to them.
But I know. But what's your trivia question?
My trivia question today is, crap, I had it too. I thought about it for weeks too.
For weeks?
Weeks. I think about this or I'm just at work. I'm like, man, how am I gonna get Anthony this time?
You know what? I'm going to choose to think positively about this. And, like, you know what? At least you're thinking of me.
See, there you go. See, that's a... See, oh, see, now I feel bad.
You should. Especially since you forgot.
I did. Oh, man, it was so good, too. It was a trivia question about... I think it was something Street Fighter that I was going to ask you.
Should have wrote it down.
I should have wrote it down. I forgot. But in the meantime... let's talk about what we're actually playing. We'll skip trivia this week.
All right.
What fighting games are you playing right now?
So, Tekken 8, duh.
Duh, yeah.
Like, I'm locked into that.
I'm so happy Tekken about that. Tekken 8. So happy about that.
What do you mean you're so happy about that?
You get some 3D fighting game in your system. You put on Weeaboo, 2D, air dashing.
Wow.
Doki Doki Happy Time Games.
Doki Doki Happy Time Games.
Yes.
No, I'm not even touching that anymore. But yes, I'm enjoying Tekken, for better or for worse.
Good.
Because there's some characters I see in queue and I'm like, oh, all right, let's get this over with.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same way.
Like, I've grown to hate Reyna.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew people were going to, like, abuse her online. She's so annoying in the fight against.
I hate her so much.
I think my pet peeve character is probably Yoshimitsu right now. He just don't stop.
He don't. And you don't know what to do.
You really don't. It's all types of crazy, weird stuff going on.
Like, I've learned some counters to the more common things that Yoshimitsu does, but he's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't even care about Dragunov. Like, y'all do what you do. I know why you picked him.
Yeah, me too. I fought Dragunov the other day. He was annoying.
I don't feel the same way about Azucena like everybody else does. Like, I don't, like, she's annoying, but I guess I haven't played anybody that's made her feel, like, super oppressive.
You just gotta know when to sidestep with her.
Yeah.
Once you know when to sidestep, she's like, okay, girl.
Steve used to be a big problem for me, but then I just started ducking because all they do is try to get that counter hit punch, and yeah. That's a high.
Yeah.
So, like, no. But yeah, that's my problem character. Every time I see her black and purple hair, I'm just like...
Not black and purple hair.
Let's see. I had some time to get in on some Undernight.
Oh, how's that going?
pretty good.
I need to buy that on console. I have it on PC, but the PC version is kind of ass. So.
Well, they fixed a lot of it.
They did?
Okay, yep. Maybe I found this streamer guy who I watch a lot, and he was taking viewer battles. So while I was waiting on queue, I was playing some ranked, and yeah, it was a fun time.
All right, maybe I'll jump back in on the PC version because
it was scuffed.
In the trenches.
It was scuffed.
I was like, ooh.
We're doing good now. We're back.
Okay.
And then a surprise twist. Lately, I played some Soul Calibur 6.
Now that's shocking. Very shocking. Look, did not see that coming.
A friend of mine was like, hey, have you ever played Soul Calibur 6? And we just went from there because I picked it up for like $5. And that's pretty cheap, even if I only play it this one time.
Good old PC version of games. You can always get a sale, usually.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Or find a key.
Yeah.
Like secondhand key stores that you can trust.
Yes.
You know, not G2A. Don't trust them. I don't trust G2A.
Oh, G2A. I use them sometimes.
I hate them. I'm decent. But CD keys?
CD keys are great.
CD keys got me.
I like them.
They're just a little possessive because if you let them sit in your Chrome tab for too long, it'll change to "We miss you." Like, bro, I just bought something. Relax.
They want more money.
I just gave them some.
That's not enough.
You got to. We miss you. You don't miss shit.
They miss them dollars. That's what they miss. Like, go on ahead and finish that transaction, son. Like,
damn.
That's too funny. We miss you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm playing. What about you?
Let's see. Definitely Tekken 8. Lots of Tekken 8.
Yeah, you've been putting up costumes like every week.
I am obsessed with making costumes now. It's an obsession now. I can't help it. They gave me new costume stuff to use. Those cyber costumes? Oh, man. We are Tron in this bitch.
I might actually cave and buy them.
They're so good.
Even though some of these costumes are still going to be ones I don't change. Like Victor, I have one where he's aggressively French.
Not aggressively French.
Yeah, he's got the striped shirt. He's got the scarf. He's got the baguette.
That sounds so nasty. Oh, that sounds disgustingly European.
I'll send you a picture.
It sounds disgustingly European.
I got Fangus Terry Bogard.
I saw that. I don't know what you were on that day.
It's still there.
You were on one.
Yes.
I don't know why you made him Terry.
It looked good, though.
It looked so silly.
Why can't Fame be Terry Bogard?
That'd be like he never wears gym-like jeans or a shirt any day of the year.
Look, you saw him. He looked just fine.
He looked out of place. He like his mom dressed him for a day. He was not happy about it.
All right, fine. I'll make him like Leon Kennedy.
Why would you make him?
You know what? I'm doing that. When I go home.
See, you're privilege taken away.
Oh, me?
Yes, you. You can't be sensible.
Why should I be?
Like me.
Why should I be? Person. Nah, damn that. Why should I be when other people can make costumes like Hitler?
Why you have to remind me of that?
Because I want to put things in perspective.
Why'd you remind me of the Hitler people? And there are a lot of them, too, out there, too.
And it's always a Brian.
Yes, it's always a Brian for some reason. Even though Dragon Ball would probably be more accurate for it. But, you know, whatever. You just remind me of the Hitler costumes. I was doing so good not thinking about those Hitler costumes that people made. And now it's back in my brain again.
I mean, if it helps you feel, but I haven't seen any new ones.
That's good. They depend on people.
I mean, they got to ban people for bigger problems, but...
That's true.
You know, one thing at a time.
Let's see, what's my plan? Oh, I'm playing Mortal Kombat, too. Mm-hmm. They got me because they gave me the Mortal Kombat 3 costumes for the ninjas, so I'm in there. Like, Mortal Kombat 3 costumes for the ninjas are some of my favorite costumes out of the MK franchise. So, especially Mortal Kombat 3 Sub-Zero? That's, like, my favorite Sub-Zero.
Is that him without the mask?
Yes, with the scar?
That is a good one.
That is my favorite one. I was like, oh, that's the one. And then I got the Mortal Kombat 3 Reptile and Smoke too. I don't even play Smoke yet. I do play Reptile though.
Do I want to get back into playing that game?
I mean,
I don't know.
It's stupid. Janet Cage, we'll talk about her later, but yeah, she's great. She's a good cameo if you're not good with cameos.
Oh.
Like, I suck with cameos. I don't know which one to use most of the time. She works in every situation just about.
Okay.
So, I definitely highly recommend
her.
Because
I am very much a person who is not the greatest with cameos.
Yeah, I haven't got that part yet. But I'm like, this game just came out, Michael. You can't make yourself...
Right, we're not at year one yet.
Yeah, we're not even at the first year of this game yet. Like, I had to, like, pace myself with this. Like, you can't be automatically, like, great or just, like, really, really adept with all those systems off the bat.
Yeah, you're not like the pros.
I'm not. They make them games like it's nothing, so... I'm gonna play anything else. Yeah, it's just those two. I want to play Grand Blue, but I only got the free version, and the free version I can't play everybody. I only can play those three characters they give me in Grand.
I should hop back in there. They got a new character.
I want to play Vane. That's his name. Yeah, Vane. I want to play him so bad.
What's his deal?
He's cool.
I haven't even seen that guy's trailer.
See, he was in the RPG too, so I play him, and they're like, "Oh, he's fun! So he's gonna be fun in the fighting game too." It's such a good overlap though between the fighting game and the RPG,
because
like certain characters, I'm like, I would never play you, but like, you know what? You're fun in this other game.
But I honestly just want to see if they'll do another crossover, like the 2B shit.
That was silly. Oh my god, that was so silly. I mean, it worked though.
I mean, she is cool in that game though.
Yeah, I mean, she even has a gooner costume. Yeah, self-destruct.
Well, I guess you don't need it in Soul Calibur 6. You just gotta break it yourself.
Yeah. God. Okay. Let's get into some of our stories of the FGC. First, let's talk about, just really quickly, let's give our condolences to Broly Legs, who just passed away recently.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite Chun-Li players in the Street Fighter scene.
Absolutely.
Like, great person overall, just a good spirit, very inspirational to people, and very funny, too. He always has some funny-ass tweets.
Man, his tweets were funny. That little mini beef between him and LTG was funny.
Yes, he will definitely be missed.
Yes, like, absolutely.
That was sad seeing that. I was not expecting that to see that.
Yeah, that was kind of hard seeing that he had passed away.
Yeah, he was such a like great person and just like...
And he showed that anyone could do this, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can't, but...
Hey, you never know.
I don't think so. I don't got the reaction times. My reaction speed is not there.
And his was pretty on point.
Yes. Yes, it was. So, yeah. Rest in power, Broly Legs. We're definitely going to miss you.
Rest in power, man.
All right. Let's talk about some... Let's see. What else we got on here? Let's talk about some local FGC news.
Okay.
So, low-key esports. You know, it's like the big esports... company in Chicago and the Midwest. They usually have a FGC meetup at Ignite over in Skokie, I think every like once a week, or a couple times a week for different games. I think they're doing renovations at Ignite, and unfortunately Low Kick is going to be discontinuing their meetup series there, so that's kind of
like
sad.
For good,
I think, indefinitely.
Oh
yeah.
Well, that sucks.
That does. They put on some really great events there. They definitely helped the Chicago FGC scene so much. Like, just...
Like, I wasn't always able to come out to any of that stuff. But, you know, once or twice I was able to.
And they kept the stuff moving. Like, we've got, like, what, 3 events coming out from them?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's kind of sad. That's hopefully, Ignite kind of, like, find some other avenue to have their FGC meetups there. Because they said they're going to continue doing them, but they won't have Low Kick doing them. So, I don't know what the plans are for either of them moving forward. But
well, maybe they'll find a new venue.
Maybe. I mean, but where, though? Oh, wait, isn't that one place? Well, no, Kevin Fair is there at that esports place.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, there's plenty of like barcades and stuff that would be happy to have it, I guess.
Yeah. Hopefully they figure out something, because we do need a regular like local event.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a local series. Those are always really important. The locals, support your locals, please.
If you don't do nothing else, support your locals.
Support them. If you can get out to them, go, and then lose.
Yeah, lose to that one guy who just... You don't know how he does it, but he does it.
So, yeah, that's going on locally right now. Let's see. What else we got on here? Oh, Say Jam, the boy, did the unthinkable. He put on a Tekken event that was really, really popular.
The Tekken Slam Jam?
Yes. I love the story he told about even like manifesting it and how he came together, pretty much. Like he went to different companies saying, hey, you should do this thing with streamers and pro players coaching them and fighting. He's like, nah, we're not doing that. We're going to just regular tournaments. But he was like, yeah, they do it in Japan all the time. They do the whole streamers going up against each other in Japan. It's always a big deal. Like Street Fighter 5, I mean, not so much strong. Street Fighter 6 in Japan is going crazy. Like they have events all the time now because the streamers playing it.
It's kind of insane.
So he was like, let's do it here. And nobody wanted to. He's like, you know what? I'll do it myself. So he took it upon himself and he put on an event and it was quite entertaining to say the least.
I mean, he's got the following. He's got the pull. Why not?
Yeah. I watched a few days of it. It was pretty, it was something. And then the other part about it, like, is the training part of the streamers who don't play Tekken very much or don't play it at all. Like, seeing them learn a fighting game is really interesting because you get to see, like, people who aren't in our space trying to learn this game. That whole process is pretty funny.
I love training arcs like that.
It's funny.
Watching people who have no idea what to do with a fighting game go like, all right, we're going to press some buttons and pray.
I love when it comes to the same conclusion other people have come to. Like, this one player, I forgot her name. She was like, fuck King. And I was like, yes. You get it. You get it. Like, it's just crazy stuff like that happens. But yeah, the event itself was great. Just watching streamers, like, from different, like, play brackets and different levels of actual, like, performance in Tekken going against each other was really good.
Nice.
So, yeah. Hopefully he does it again. I think he will, though, because it was actually very,
is this something
popular
I can watch on YouTube?
Yes.
Awesome.
I think this whole stream is on there. I think he uploaded both of them.
Cool.
I think the first day was a round robin, then the second day was the actual like tournament.
Cool, because I want to see this, because I don't think I've seen any of this.
Yeah, it was like streamers and VTubers and everybody was involved in this.
Yep, all right. I'm in.
Not you being VTuber trash.
Only a little bit.
Only a little bit?
Only a smidge.
All right, last up in our like tournament news would be Evo Japan. Their registration results are in.
Uh-huh.
Let me go see who's doing what.
So Street Fighter's on top, I presume.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it is. I believe it is. Let me look it up really quick. I should have had this pulled up already, but I don't know why I was not prepared for this part.
Already know Street Fighter top spot. People love that game.
They really do. Despite hating the game too at the same time.
I mean, that's what they call a love-hate relationship.
Very love-hate. Where's my...
I very much sympathize and relate.
Do you?
I do.
I mean, you're a home Marissa main though, so can you really be trusted?
Look, all right, I gotta play somebody who makes me enjoy this game.
Why don't you play Jury? You were playing her before. What happened with that?
I still play Jury.
Well, play her more then. Wow. All right. So for day one, we have Undernight with 353 registrations.
Woo!
Which is, that's quite a lot. Day two, we had KOF 15 with 449.
Meh.
We got Third Strike with 459.
Hey!
And then we have Grand Blue Rising with 748.
Hey!
Then day three, we have Guilty Gear Strive with 838.
Bullshit blazing.
We have Tekken 8 with 1216.
Aggressive.
And Street Fighter 6. Now, what do you think Street Fighter 6 got?
What was Tekken?
Tekken was 1216. So, 1,000.
3,000.
You a little off. You need a little more.
What?
You need more.
35.
More.
45?
A little bit more.
5,000?
A little under.
49.
It's 4851.
Get the... Japan.
4851 people are locked in for Tekken.
All of y'all want to drive rush that bad?
Yes, they do. They want to drive rush that bad.
All y'all want to...
They want to drive rush that bad.
Y'all really want to block JP?
Yes.
Boy, that bad?
Yes, they do.
Y'all want a whole Ken mix that
yes,
bad?
Yes, they want to eat the mix, actually.
Y'all want to get washed by, like, Chun-Li mix?
Yes.
Insanity.
Almost... 5,000 people will be playing that one game.
I mean, I'll pop in and I'll watch some of it, but damn, y'all got it.
Yeah, Street Fighter 6 in Japan has gone berserk. People are really excited about this game there. So it only makes sense that the tournament seems going to be just as crazy.
Crazy is a great word.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more... It's funny because Tekken 8 is probably more popular here than it is Japan and then vice versa. Well, no, I think Street Fighter 6 is still popular here.
I think so, in the West. People still play it.
I wonder what the comic breaker numbers were. I'll probably check that later.
I don't think, are they finalized?
Not yet. I think he said they were getting to the quadruple digits for all the games. Well, most of them.
Yeah, let's give them time to finalize.
Yeah. I know you're going to watch that Third Strike, though.
Absolutely. I will be locked in. Don't let me be at work while they playing Third Strike. Because I guess we'll be closed or something.
We'll be closed. Wow. Let's see. Third Strike is going to be... Well, you better watch it Saturday. Because it happened Sunday in Japan.
All right. Those people are lucky. If they think I wasn't going to close the center for some Third Strike...
I need you to work at least a little bit.
I will work as much as necessary.
Wow. Okay. Let's move on to our next topic.
Jobs are temporary. Third Strike is forever.
Wow. All right. Let's talk about some game updates. Let's see. What we got? Let's talk about ABA and Guilty Gear. This your
musty,
favorite girl.
Moldy
your
bitch.
New girl.
This troglodyte.
Not troglodyte.
This mental patient.
I haven't even booted that game up yet.
You know she's brainless because you can stick a key through it.
Wow.
Yup. Wow.
What do you have against ABA?
I never liked her. Even when we was playing, I forget what game she came from, but when we started playing the Guilty Gear Access Co XX plus R, all that shit, when I saw her there, I hated her there too, because she ugly. She ugly,
but
she's
cuter
dumb.
Now.
I don't care.
She looks better than she did before.
No.
She looks a lot better than she did before.
I don't want nobody who's over here getting horny over keys.
Okay, that is weird. I get that. But
bro was apparently some strong ass fighter who fucked up and got turned into a key. He don't even want her like that. What?
Okay, the lore is fucked.
And he don't want nothing to do with her because he over here talking about some, man, I'd hop on me some Elfelt. And she over here Elfelt bad. Nonsense. Random word. Fuck off.
Is everything okay?
I don't like her.
I see. You have very strong feelings.
Look.
Very strong.
Because I don't like this bitch. All she gonna try to do is turn her little key, and now it's guessing time. If I guess wrong, that's the round, because she's I'm gonna do big donkey man damage. You think Soul Bad Guy puts out damage? You think Potemkin puts out damage? You ain't seen shit. Let me hit you with this key. Let me hit you with the key to success.
Not key puns. We don't need those.
Stupid bitch.
You are very upset with her.
Moldy bitch.
You sound less like I do when it comes to biking.
Rancid bitch.
At least.
You know she don't wash them bandages.
Wow. But I was crazy in the wrong for disliking biking, though.
Yes.
Wow. You don't even play biking. That's the worst part.
I don't.
Look, every other biking main out there.
Whoa, I'm not a biking main.
You are your own player.
Whoa. Man, does that inadvertently put me in
yes.
biking? Look.
All biking mains don't play biking.
Look, I play the characters I'm horny for.
Oh, God. I haven't even tried ABA yet. I think I will eventually. I tried her, and
it's not difficult, too. You do a little basic combo to get her jealousy meter up. You end the combo with the key turn, and now it's there we go.
So she's pick up and play, it sounds like.
No. Oh. No. Because we're talking about somebody who starts off Potemkin slow.
Oh, that's no good.
Nah. She starts off that slow, but then when she gets to her little jealousy mode, then she becomes as fast as Chip.
Not jealousy mode.
And her damage is stupid in that mode, which I guess is the point, because it's supposed to be very difficult to do the combos, but is it?
Is it? Well, I will find out once I actually pick her up. I do have the season pass, so she's already there. I gotta turn the game on. But turning away from Tekken 8 is very hard.
It really is.
It's very difficult.
You don't know how long it took me to just not click that icon. I'm over here. I'm supposed to be doing something important. I'm whew, man, let me take a break by playing a few rounds of Tekken.
Like,
I should be playing Cyberpunk to get through it. But, you know, I think tonight's a Tekken night.
That's a Tekken night. Your whole college is saying it's a Tekken night.
Right, I'm looking at the clock and it's like, Tekken time.
Not Tekken time.
Look, well, it's just Jin Kazama's hands on the clock. Tekken time.
Well, aside from getting ABA in the game, we did get a teaser trailer. Well, a little teaser that the next character probably is Slayer.
Slayer.
It's probably Slayer.
Are y'all happy that you get Slayer?
I want to jam, but, you know, I can't get what I want in this game. It seems
you got season 4 to pray for her.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know who I want at this point besides Raven, but I don't think I'm getting Raven.
I just wanted Jam back or Dizzy.
Ain't she busy living a lie?
I don't care what she doing. She could be in this game. Shit.
Wait, no, she not, because I think he told the truth. I don't fucking know what the lore is right now. Who cares? If you're a lore nerd for Guilty Gear, more power to you.
Right? Because I'm not watching that 3-hour movie.
I'm not either.
I'm just not doing that.
I got the cliff notes. Like, Happy Chaos is the most magical being in the world, but he's like, why would I use any other spell than Alakablam?
Alakablam. That's funny. That's actually really funny. Not Alakablam. But yeah, Slayer's gonna be back to do his 3-hit combo and kill you in one 3-hit combo. So,
well,
hope y'all happy. He's back. He's coming back.
I mean, in this game, he'll be all right.
You know, they might tone him down a lot, like they did. What's her face? Elfeld
or Testament?
Yeah, man, poor Testament. They did deserve that nerfing. They're still decent, but they're nowhere near who they used to be.
Yeah, but they're hot. That comes with a price.
That comes with a price. Can it be hot and top tier too? Can we have the best of both worlds?
That's not Daisuke's vision.
That's his problem now. Can we have hot characters that are also top tier?
I mean, some people find Leo hot.
That's true. People do.
And I'm
sure, not one of them people, but there are people out there.
And you know that there's some sickos out there that look at Happy Chaos and go, yes. Wood.
Yes. I mean, aren't they also barefoot, too, most of the time?
Barefoot.
Yep.
Some weird skin color.
Yep. That's enough.
Nihilistic.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the Joker. Cool glasses, though.
This sounds about like the recipe for an internet husband.
Yes. He is Tumblr man.
Tumblr man.
He is the Tumblr sexy man of Guilty Gear.
Not Tumblr sexy man. I mean, sure. We got Slayer. We got ABA. We get all these characters that I don't want.
There's that man.
Oh, yeah. But what version of him?
Yes.
Ain't they like 8 versions of him or some shit?
Well, the one that's playable.
Oh, yeah.
He's top tier.
He's not fun to play with, though.
Look, you're right. I'm not doing homework to play that character.
Right?
Come up with a cheat sheet.
I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Got the button prompts on your fight stick. You got to look at that shit, be like, am I doing this equation right?
Yeah, it's a no for me on that one, because I am not doing all that. Well, let's move on to something that's not on the list. I just remembered. Marie is in Skullgirls now.
Oh, yeah.
The last Skullgirl is in there. I like her. Huh. I enjoy her.
So I got to go home and update that, because I must have missed the memo on that.
Yeah, I was keeping up with that. Like, I need to play her. She's fun. She's a little silly, but, I mean, who isn't as a DLC character?
See, I want to see how different she is than the beta test that they let you play if you got the season pass on PC.
Oh, right.
I did play her for a while, and I was like, okay, she a little silly, but I get it.
I'm like, another character I like.
Hey, man, that's Skullgirls. Skullgirls is full of characters that people will like if they just try it.
I mean, it took them a minute to get characters I liked, because we were struggling for a while.
You had Valentine?
That's all I had, because they nerfed the shit out of Umbrella Lady.
Oh, they did. They were like, she can't be good.
I was like, why you do that to my girl?
Like, you want an invincible reversal? No.
That was dumb.
It's because we was abusing that shit as an assist.
I don't care. They're abusable assists. That's just the nature of that game. And they did. They took my girl and nerfed her to hell. So I was like, you know what? I'm not playing her anymore.
I'm sorry, Michael. It's you're in better times now.
I am. I have an assortment of characters I like. I have Beowulf. I have Annie's best girl. She's so good. Ugh. Love that little girl. Why could she be in the base roster?
No, they had to think of her.
I don't care. She should have been the base roster. She should have been day one.
Who would she replace?
Anybody?
Wow. Even Valentine?
If it was down to those two, I would take Annie over Valentine. Yes.
What?
Yes. And he has a Hadouken super. What? She has an install super?
Man, you could have at least had some pain wheel or something.
I'll get rid of her too. Pain wheel. The little racist little girl. What's her name?
You gotta be more specific.
The one that's from the 20s. What's her name?
Peacock?
Yeah, get rid of her too.
No!
I was pushed her out too.
No!
Oh, definitely. For Peacock?
No.
Fuck her.
Absolutely not.
Fuck her.
No.
Who else?
This is why I'm glad you ain't developing this shit.
Philia? She could have left for her too.
Philia is kind of boring.
Let's see. Who else? Let's see. Base roster.
Double.
Definitely double.
What about Sarabella?
Her too. I like the base roster. I hate the base roster.
You're in despair.
I'm not.
I don't know what to say to you.
I did not like the base roster that game at all. I was like, I'm not playing this until you get some better characters, because them roster was a little slim pickings at first. But it got better. You got people like Squiggly and Eliza.
Oh, Eliza.
Like, it just kept getting better. You got Beowulf and Big Bang. Like, it just kept getting better.
This game has to stop getting me to like zombie bitches.
Maybe you need to just come to terms with like zombie bitches.
I mean, that's not untrue. Like Eliza and Squiggly.
Do you play Hisako?
Hmm?
Do you play Hisako on Killer
Instinct? Shut up. You know I do.
Oh, yeah. You like dead bitches?
Ugh, don't like, say it like that.
You like them hoes that decompose. They can't be a hoe if they're not decomposed.
That is top 10 worst things you've ever said to me.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's move on.
Wow.
Okay.
Don't you dare make that the title. Don't you dare.
Why would I do something like that?
Michael, don't you dare.
Who knows? Maybe
don't
some,
you
maybe
dare.
You'll say something funnier later. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Michael.
All right. Mortal Kombat 1. We finally got Peacemaker, and we got Janet Kay out of nowhere, because who thought she was coming?
All right, so who is this woman?
She's an alternate version of Johnny Cage in a different timeline.
Okay.
Yes, that's all she is.
I thought that she had like some deep cut lore or something.
No deep cut lore. It's just some random bitch from another dimension.
All right, so she gender bent Cage. Got it.
Literally that. And she's fun. She is so stupid.
I have yet to try her or John Cena.
Not John Cena. Peacemaker is dumb. Peacemaker is very silly of a character.
You can't make me call him that. That is John Cena.
That's Peacemaker.
John Cena.
If it was John Cena, you wouldn't be able to see him.
That's why he has the costume on.
Because that's Peacemaker.
It's John Cena.
It's not John Cena.
That sounds like John Cena. They somehow made him built just like John Cena. That's John Cena.
That's Peacemaker.
They even said to him, all right, I guess if we pay you this much, you can say some extra lines. And that's how you get a celebrity into your game to do some quality voice acting.
Ooh.
Man, if only there were other characters voiced by a celebrity that were just half that good.
Ooh, this feels very pointed.
What are you talking about?
Is it directly involving characters already in the same game that he's in?
I mean, could be. I'm just saying there's some quality there. There's some quality voice actors. And then there are some that are not so quality, despite the fact that they're supposed to be a professional. And I'm sure they got paid a pretty penny.
They probably did. But I'm not going to fully put the onus on them, because there's also quality assurance people and directors and producers that are on these teams for voicers that should be held accountable, because they are the people that do the final say-so for this stuff.
I can imagine that she was like, I'm not doing it again. These lines are stupid. I'm not doing it again. I'm not saying this again. Oh, my God.
This feels very directed to somebody specific.
Look, if you feel that, you feel that.
It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. There's only one other celebrity in this game right now.
There's two.
Two who?
Omni-Man.
You're right. That is a whole celebrity. All right. You got me there. But you made it sound like a woman's voice, though. So.
Did I slip up and say a gender?
I think
my
it
bad.
Did.
I meant to make this a non-binary discussion. My bad.
It's not. It's very pointed.
Who am I pointed at then, Michael?
You're pointed at the Bat Lady. The
Katara?
Vampire. Yes.
The character that deserved better than that.
I mean, did she, though?
What the fuck did she say? I'm tired of being hungry. I want to feed. We are not evil. You can't just call us evil just because we're hungry.
Okay, here's the real quiz for you. Who was better between her or that other lady who did Sonya in the previous game? Don't forget the iconic line. Thanks, Kano,
for reminding me of the rules. I'm going to give it to Ronda Rousey.
What? What? You are smoking good stuff. You think that
performed. Ronda Rousey made me laugh. Megan here made me angry.
I can't believe you. I cannot believe that you feel in your heart that Ronda Rousey was a better voice actress than Megan Fox.
I can't wait to feed on your blood.
She's just a boring vampire.
But she's supposed to be trying to sound menacing.
Is she? Yes. Maybe her direction was just to be a sleepy vampire lady.
We're not evil. We're just hungry. At least Ronda Rousey has some hard-ass lines like, bring it on, you do-nothing bitch. That was hard.
Who almost spit this through? I almost spit this stuff right onto my laptop.
That was hard. You call somebody a do-nothing bitch? That's hard.
But her delivery was terrible, though.
It was funny, though.
I can't believe we are here. We are in this timeline where you are sitting to tell me that
every time
Ronda Rousey was a better voice actor than Megan Fox.
Well, believe it, because I believe that. I
cannot.
Every time she spoke, it was like me, 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 me,
me, me, me. All right, let's move on then. Let's talk about your boy Akuma and his teaser trailer.
This man was out here punching rocks. And everybody want me to be hype about him Shoryuken and some rocks.
Yes.
Bro, I've seen this man sink a submarine for fun. All right? This man out here, what? This man fights in the elements just because. Bro is out here like, I am the Eternal Fist. Like, what do you want me to be hype about? Does he look cool? Yes. Does he look better than Street Fighter V's base? Absolutely. The man looks like he's an animal now. I just want to see some gameplay. And yes, I know it's going to be him doing the demon flip mix and the Shoryukens and the Hadoukens from midair. I just want to see how he looks.
You know what you're going to get.
I just want him to save this game for me.
Not save it. Yep. Not your favorite.
Yep.
What? You were so hype about this game.
I was.
You were on the whole, like, Michael Walsh, like, this game. It's so good. It's amazing. Cammy's in it. You should be happy.
The honeymoon phase ended.
Okay? Oh. Well,
do you feel good about this?
R.I.P.
Do you feel good about this, Michael?
Huh?
Do you feel good about this?
About what?
About this.
About what?
Likewise. All that shit. You feel good hearing?
Hell yeah.
Why?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
You mean, like, I was crazy for saying Kevin was shit in this game and the game was boring. He was like, what's wrong with you, Michael? She's so good. What do you mean? This game is amazing.
All right. Kemi is good. All right.
Is she fun, though?
I wouldn't know. I never found her that fun.
Okay, between this game and the last game, would you play her in this game or the other one?
Hmm. Why these two? Why not the Street Fighter 4 one?
Oh, God. I hate that one.
I would play that one.
Oh, God.
Give me that one.
No.
Especially the Omega version. Give me that one.
Oh, God. That trash. You know I hate that one.
I'm sorry to say. That's the one I'm picking.
Oh, God. This one got QCQ. Oh, let's give Kami a grab super.
I mean, it was a counter, but
let's give her a counter grab super.
I'm just saying, but I mean that's my choice. I'm not picking between 5 and 6.
These are all bad choices.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's why you're the Cammy main, not me.
Yes. Well, aside from that, you got Ken. What's wrong with Ken? You like Ken?
Do I?
Yeah.
Me's fine.
You got DJ too. I'm at a point where I think you just can't be satisfied with Street Fighter.
Maybe.
I feel like
maybe because all the other stuff around it is so fucking good.
Maybe.
See, you know what? The thing is, right? Maybe maybe you're right. Maybe I just can't be satisfied with Street Fighter 6 right now until we get deeper into the shit. Because coming off 5, I like 5. I had so many characters I wanted to play in 5.
That's true.
And now we're coming into this. It's like starting over from scratch. And it's like some of these characters I don't give a shit about. I don't give a shit about Luke. I don't. Jamie, don't care. Well, I mean, you know where I'm at with Marissa. She's fun. I mean, she disrespects a lot of the rules of the game. Manon, don't care.
But DJ, he's there too.
Yes, I get it. And he's top tier and he's got the mix and the drive rush in the mix and the drive rush in the mix and the drive rush in the mix. I get it. All right.
And then you got JP. You were so hyped for JP.
And he's boring. You want to show me a character that's fucking boring? You show me JP. Oh my God. I have never been so hurt than to know that JP is a snooze fest.
I am so sorry.
I wanted him to be so cool. And to some degree, he is. He has a great third costume that I'll never purchase. But he's so cool to look at. And it's like, right there. Yeah, snap my fingers gentlemanly. Hey, stay over there on your side of the screen and I'll stay on mine.
I don't know what you want. Okay?
Oh, you're too close?
I don't know how you can be pleased at this point.
I don't either. All right.
You can play Ryu. Ain't he better now? They patch him a little bit.
You know what? Maybe that is a choice I should make. Go back to the roots.
Go back to the basics. Start from the basics.
Start from the bottom and then just work our way up again.
There you go. See? Try. I won't be joining you, but I...
That's fine.
I wish you good luck.
But we will do that when Akuma drops. I have enough to play right now.
Yeah.
That I don't have to ask myself what fighting game do I want to play, because I'm going to click Tekken 8 usually.
I mean, I'm there.
I'm going to look at the watch and it's going to be like Tekken time.
Not Tekken time.
Look, my G-Corp sponsored watch is going to tell me. Is Tekken time.
Not G-Corp. All right, let's talk about some game stuff right now. Let's talk about Garo, City of the Wolves gameplay trailer reveal.
Tell you, that game looks so fucking good.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Especially when you had the people come in with the extended previews.
Yes.
You got to see more of it. SNK. I mean, I know it took a couple fumbles to get to here,
yeah,
but I'm glad you're here. This game looks amazing.
It looks fun.
This art style looks fucking sick.
Yeah, the art style is good. The game looks really good. Like, they took the top system and just made it way better in this new game.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a banger.
It's going to be a banger. I look forward to it.
Yep, we'll be able to play it next year.
Look, we got plenty to do until then.
I know, but I want to play it now.
I look, man, there's going to be beta tests.
I know. I want to get in on it.
There's going to be tests. There's going to be all types of shit.
I don't know what this roster going to look like. Oh, my God. Oh, there's so many characters you can pull from. Like, just the Fatal Fury side alone has a lot of characters. You got the...
Yeah, that's what they decide to also pull from King of Fighters.
They might.
Or Art of Fighting.
We could get some Art of Fighting characters in this. A few, maybe a couple. Ugh! Garo... It looks so good. Oh, that new system they got with the, you can do combos and then you can do basically the what is it? What's that system called? Maximo, pretty much.
Yes.
Oh, it looks so fun. I want it so bad. I need that game so bad in my life. Just put it right in my veins.
They got that whole overdrive system.
Yes. You can get,
I want to call it Burnout, but
it's pretty much Burnout. Like, it's relatively the same system, except it's not like as oppressive as it is in Street Fighter. Do you know people want to actually make the Burnout longer?
Okay, what?
Yes, people say the Burnout needs to be longer.
Trash.
I've seen at least a few pro players and other like talking heads, the FGC, saying that the Burnout system needs to be long.
Y'all need to worry about y'all and Perfect Parry first.
That's another thing. They said Perfect Parry needs more like stipulations to it.
I mean, I don't disagree. Perfect Parry is kind of insane.
But all that damage, like, scaling you get in it, though.
Yeah, but I mean, after that, you get, like, Oki and all that stuff. Hey, it's an Oki-based game. I'm sorry.
I know.
I get it, but it is what it is.
I guess.
Because you get a guaranteed perfect punish counter. There we go. With a grab, and you know, then it's like, all right, you got a hard knockdown. What am I gonna do next?
I mean, sure, but I mean, the whole point is the fact that you get the perfect parry is not exactly the easiest thing to do. I mean, it's easier, but I mean, it's not like anybody can do it. Nobody can just automatically do it all the time. Like,
I don't know what other stipulations you would add to it.
I don't know either, but I feel like that's something that's just not that important in terms of like the gameplay of that game.
Let's see if SNK can do it better.
Yeah,
because it didn't look insanely oppressive, but it did look like a disadvantage.
Yes, but that game looks so good. Ugh.
Damn good looking game.
And it's not even finished yet. We have almost a year away till that game comes out.
I don't know where y'all found the money for this. I don't know what couch cushion you
left. I know
where
you got that money from.
Where?
The dude that bought it in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That prince.
They're a Saudi Arabian company now.
That prince that got all that money. He's like, you know what? Let me buy SNK real quick.
Man, they went to him and said, look, we can make the game look like this if you toss us a few bands.
He's like, say less. He's a huge SNK fan. Which is why he bought the copy in the first place. So
that's crazy.
That is.
I'm a big fan of your work. Now it's my work.
Right? Wish I had that much money. I can just buy a company.
Look, if I had the money to buy a company that I wanted, Capcom, man, we'd be annualizing Mega Man.
So you can't be trusted.
No.
You cannot be
trusted. I know
trusted.
I can't be.
You cannot be trusted.
No, I know I cannot
at
be.
At all. You're just messing annualizing Mega Man. Like, bro, why would you annualize that?
To make
you
up
need
for
a new one every
time.
Year?
Yes.
You don't need a new one every year. Look,
gotta make up for lost time.
No, you don't. Okay, let's move on to, let's see what we got next. I guess we can talk about the unfortunate circumstances around Tekken 8 right now.
Unfortunate for who? I'm having fun.
I mean, some people are not too happy about where this game is right now.
I could see why with some of the things, like the way they just kind of slid in all these microtransactions and stuff.
Yeah.
That's annoying. And I don't care if you're one of these people in these groups that's like, oh, if you don't have the money to buy it, just say so. Shut the fuck up. You know it's not about that, you bootlicking asshole.
Not bootlicking. But you're not wrong. Okay, we could talk about the battle pass first and the Tekken Shop. Battle pass is awful.
Why can't fighting games do a battle pass right? Why y'all gotta do a battle pass at all is beyond me. If you gonna do it,
at least do it right. But putting battle passes in games that you have to pay premium money for just feels wrong.
Yes, this is a $70 game.
Yes.
And you want more with a battle pass? Crazy.
Like, if you want to just sell items. Like,
that's it. But no, y'all want money and engagement.
Yep, that's what it is. They want people to like spend money, then spend more money, then stay on the game months and months and months to get those few little items. And then the one thing about the battle pass I don't like is like every level doesn't get you something. There are levels in between, like 8 or 9 levels that you get to that gives you nothing, like literally no items.
That's the free one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, because the premium one is the one that gets you all the stuff.
I hate it. There's one thing in the battle pass I want, and I probably won't get, is a karate costume for the women, because I want to make...
Isn't it just the top?
Yes. Well, one, the top is the top, the pants, and the leg guards, but they're all separate.
Which is stupid.
And I'm like, I just want the top.
Hey, you got 60 days, man.
I don't even know where the top is. They don't even show you where it is. That's stuff that's like actually like question marked off. Like, what could it be? Another part. That's another thing. Like, why would you even do that? Just right. Show me my goal. If I want this one item, just show me where it is.
Turns, man, they want you to finish the whole thing.
60 levels?
Some people said they did that in like an hour of just grinding.
I don't know how they got that much time on their hands.
I don't know what the levels is like. I am probably not even going to engage in this battle pass nonsense.
I'm surprised I'm not getting that one mask thing.
What mask thing?
That, what is it called? You know, the mask with like the crow mouth thing.
Oh, the alchemist mask?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it like a masquerade mask?
No, it's the alchemist mask. I saw something Anthony might want.
Is it on the free one?
Yes.
I mean, then I guess I'll get it as I play it, but I'm not like engaging in it on purpose. Like, I'm not gonna buy the premium one.
Yeah.
They've clearly made it obvious to me that they are not going to put quality things in there, because I don't care about avatar shit.
The avatar stuff is so useless. Ugh, get rid of that shit.
Like, y'all just put this in here so you can sell me cosmetics for it. But newsflash, I don't use it.
I don't either. Like, my little avatar, he's cute, and that's it. Whatever he got right now is what he's going to stay with.
I use it for the brief moment I need to add somebody on PS5, and then I'm out.
Like, I'm not. No, I don't care to dress him up anymore. We did the initial one. That's it. Ugh! I want the karate outfit. I want to make Asuka into Yuri from fucking KOF.
Then you gonna have to play it, Bucko.
I hate that so much. I guess that's so ass.
I guess if you're gonna play it anyway, it's still bad.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna make excuses for it. It's still bad. No matter how you look at it, this is some dumb shit.
I prefer if they did it like they did in 7. Just make it a treasure battle and you just play it, and then eventually you get it randomly. You know what? That would have been fine. That's in game because I enjoy treasure battle.
Yes, but then they wouldn't make more money off that.
Oh, God. You know what? At this point, just make it a loot box. Shit.
Don't give them that idea. Don't say that.
I don't like this Battle Pass shit. That's why I stopped playing Multiverses. Because they had Battle Pass. Like, I'm not doing all this.
I really hope that they make next to nothing on this Battle Pass nonsense, but I know that's not true.
Yeah.
I know that while we are here like, no, take this shit out, there's plenty of people who are all in on this and they're like, I want to support the game, despite the fact that you've paid $70
upfront. $70 damn.
I don't know how much more support you need than that. And you probably bought the season pass. Like, I can imagine a few people have done that.
Yeah, I was going to buy a season pass. I'm like, I don't want the extra stuff. The season pass is kind of garbage.
Yeah, because it doesn't get you the battle. That's the thing that pisses me off. So y'all wanted $70, and then it's like the season pass is like, what, $30 or $40?
It's $40. Yeah.
It's $40. So $110 up front, and you got the nerve to be like another $10?
Yeah.
Because it ain't $6. Everybody's like, this is a $6. No. Because you can't just buy $6 worth of Tekken coin. You got to give them another $10.
So you can, because they want you to do is get that and buy a costume while you're at it.
Woo.
So I'm okay with buying, you know, old nostalgia costumes. That's fine. Because I could do it at my own pace when I want to, or just not do it at all. Because everybody needs nostalgia costumes. Only one I bought was Nina's. I bought hers. Because I like that cat suit. But the other ones, I don't need none of this shit, which I'm fine with. But the Battle Pass and then the other transactions and, I hate this so much. Why they do? It's like every game does this. They betray you. It starts off
good. You're happy with it for the first few months. And then they're like, all right, monetization time.
Yes.
And that's the sneakiest bullshit.
It's the sneaky way to do it because they know if they put that shit in the original. That's one thing I must want to talk about too, really quick. When we get like review copies of games, they don't put none of that shit in there.
Nope.
They put that shit in. They patch that shit after the fact, always. Because they know if they put that shit in the review copy, they're going to get their fucking shit split in the reviews. It's like, oh, we can't put that there now. Let's wait till after it comes out. And then after.
Call it a content patch.
Right? And they had that shit planned from the beginning. It's not like oopsie, we forgot to put it in there. No, you knew you were going to do that shit. It was planned. Ugh. Sorry, that's a small aside. I just thought about that because that shit's annoying.
No, it's fine because that's something worth being upset about.
I hate that shit. Because what happens is people look to reviews to give you information about games, and then they're like, why you guys know about this? We don't. We got the unpatched version of these games usually, which don't be having like strops and shit. They do that shit after the fact all the time. They did the shit with Resident Evil 2.
Resident Evil, Street Fighter 6, I think we kind of knew that shit was coming. It just wasn't ready at launch.
Yeah.
I mean, Mortal Kombat 1, I think, has got something like that going on.
Yeah, that's.
They got that whole other thing of monetization fucked up.
Yeah, they do.
Like $10 for a cutscene.
That shit was so stupid. For a fucking fatality, get out of here. All right, aside from the Battle Pass, we did get Eddie. He's now in the game, and he'll be getting on everybody's nerves for the next couple of months.
As new characters do.
Yeah. He is fun. I will say that. I was not expecting to even care about it. I'm not going to buy Eddie. And then I was like, oh, it's not the Eddie I was expecting. Because I play Eddie a lot in Tekken 3. Because I had to figure out how to deal with him. Because every fucking person played Eddie that I ever played against.
I just mash buttons.
I got sick of that shit. Like, you know what? If I'm going to be able to beat him consistently, I need to understand his moveset. And I learned it, and I play Eddie, and I knew what to do. I picked Zayu, and I was fucking people up, and they was very upset.
Well, I see you have a history.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to me and Tekken have a very long history.
I think Tekken 3 was the first Tekken I ever played.
Yeah, my very first one was one at the arcades.
Yeah, I've never played one. I remember two was at, like, my uncle had it over at my grandma's place.
Oh, Tekken 2. My first instance was that, was going to Toys R Us and playing a demo for, like, hours. And the only person you had was Lei and June, which was a smart idea. That's how the June Kazama Hive started.
Well, then Tekken 3 happened. Ugh,
3 was so, and that was an event. Good. 3 changed my life. Because I was like a little chibi playing that damn game. Yeah, my older brother had a lot of friends with playing it, but I was beating their ass in that damn game.
I remember getting that game for my birthday.
That's a good birthday. Getting that for your birthday?
Yes.
Good birthday.
That is one of my core memories, getting that for my birthday.
I love getting fighting games for my birthday. It's something about it. I only have 2 off my top of my head I remember. I got Guilty Gear 1 on my birthday, and I got, what other game? Oh, Rival Schools on my birthday. Ugh. Glorious times.
Let's see. Yep, Tekken 3 was the one that stood out the most to me. The rest of the games that I could think of, I used to get them around like Christmas. But that, man.
That's a good birthday gift.
Man.
Especially around that time.
I had a friend over and we just played that all night. Like, my mom had to come down and be like, y'all need to go to sleep.
Like, you little kids got to stop, like, playing this little game. But it's Tekken 3, though. It, like, right? Like, the game was incredible.
That's day one, Tekken 3.
Like, the game was incredible.
Dang, we didn't even have school the next day.
Like, Tekken 3 just had such great characters. Then you got the extra, but you have Tekken Force Mode.
Tekken Force Mode. Just playing the game. Tekken Ball.
Tekken Ball was, ugh. So, yeah, Tekken 3 was the one, which is why still to this day it's still one of the most, like, revered and most beloved of the franchise. So that is why I knew how to play Eddie. And funny enough, I could play Eddie in any other game because he pretty much played the same since then. Like, legacy skill definitely carries over in Tekken games.
I do none of that. Like, when I tell you, I just mash buttons until maybe Tekken 6. Tekken 6 was the first time I was like, I'm going to sit down and actually go into training mode.
Oh, yeah, I was, like, training mode, Tekken 3, while she was a training mode, she learned stuff, learning simple combos and shit.
Let's see, Tekken 4, me and my dad played it. Tekken 5, I really didn't get into Tekken 5.
Oh, I played a lot of Tekken 5.
But then Tekken 6 happened, and I was like, all right, we're going to learn some stuff. I'm going to pick Lars, and I'm not picking Lars again. I'm going to pick Jin, and it's going to be a good time.
Lars was so stupid in that game. That balance system they had was so busted.
I looked at Dragon. I was like, that's an angry looking man. Let me play this guy. Didn't have that much fun.
Oh, good old Tekken. Fond memories. So, yes, Eddie is a very beloved character, which is why he's DLC in the first place. The developers have learned the meta. They know if we take beloved characters people love, they will pay for them. And we can make money.
All I'm saying is that could have been Christy.
Montero?
The very same.
I guess. I don't really have any feelings. I mean, I guess I do have feelings, but I don't really care for like that. What's like in one game or two?
A couple. She's hot, so.
Oh, God. There's no shortage of hot women in Tekken, so.
That's true. There are several.
If you gave me
like June and Nina.
Nina looks really good in this game.
Man, doesn't she?
Man.
Oof.
But if you gave me a choice between Eddie or Christy, I'm going to pick Tiger every time.
The best choice. How could I possibly forget the boy Tiger? Give us Tiger back,
right?
You cowards.
Oh, my God. We need him back.
Cowards. Give him back.
Please give us back Tiger. I miss him. I am so stupid for that.
But you're right.
But with all this fun and games we're having with Tekken 8, the honeymoon phase is now over. People are coming out saying that this is not it. Pro players especially are not having a good time with Tekken 8. They are saying this is the scrubbiest game they've ever played in their life.
They don't know how to deal with the Heat Smash mix.
Heat smash mix.
No, some people do got some stupid heat smashes. Like, I didn't know how stupid some characters were in Heat until, like, I listened to the pros and I went into training mode. It's like, there's no way it's that easy.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
It is.
Like, Fang players? Listen.
Don't deserve rights?
Listen, Fang players. Just be quiet. I won't tell the people why we're busted.
You're a part of the Fang collective?
I do play some Fang. Look, I won't tell nobody, but you know, and you keep it quiet, okay? All right. I am part of 3 collectives that are probably all toxic in their different ways. I am part of the Fang collective, I am part of the Jin collective, and I am part of the Victor collective.
I mean, Victor is very toxic.
Yes. People do not like him.
I mean, I have a problem with him, honestly.
And they don't like the ha-ha wee baguette combos. Which, I'm sorry.
See,
you're going to have to halt these croissant combos.
Victor is so caliber-coded.
Yes.
Which is why I can deal with him a lot better than I can deal with Yoshimitsu. I can deal with Yoshimitsu in Total Combos. I don't know what the fuck to do with him. But Victor, I know what to do. You got to just be a little smart. But playing Total Combo will help you fight against Victor. 100%.
I pray that y'all just remember the gunshots are high.
They are so high.
That's it. That's all. The gunshots are high. The
gunshot is not even a big deal, really.
That is something I want y'all to remember. Every time you see him do the gunshot, duck.
Just duck.
Because he has to then go into that stance. He does not have a choice. Yeah, so I'm praying y'all remember that.
It's so abusable too. Like the gunshot, don't do that in neutral.
Like, I've not lost a Victor matchup, a mirror matchup with Victor because they act like I don't know what this gunshot is. I know it's a high. You should too.
No, they don't practice the matchup.
Tragic.
Are you serious?
Tragic.
You want Victor players to know how to fight against Victor? Crazy. The nerve of you.
And Gen players, again, I know the button. I know the toxic button.
The toxic button.
All right. I know. And y'all do too. Just keep it quiet.
What's this keep it quiet stuff? What's going on?
Because if we get vocal about it, they're going to nerf the shit.
They're going to nerf it anyway.
Look, we don't know that.
I'm pretty sure they are going to nerf
it. We don't know that. That's why I can't be out here talking about Fang and his stupidness. Like, when Fang pops heat, he might be one of the most busted characters in the game.
Here's a tweet I wanted to recite from Arzon Ash himself.
All right, Mr. Ash, what you got?
Tekka AB like, heat burst, heat smash, power crushes, heat engages, throws. That's it. Seriously, why did they even bother giving each character a variety of moves? my boy's a little salty, I think.
It's because you got, what, 33rd place?
Yeah.
In that one tournament?
Yeah, you went from being the Tekken 7 player to being...
You went from Mr. Tekken to 33rd.
Yeah, that's kind of suck. And
you know what? That's only one tournament. That doesn't mean he's washed.
I'm not saying he's washed, I just think
he is a little salty.
He's kind of salty about that the salt levels. I mean, heat burst, heat smash, power crush, and heat engage. The heat engages are a little, like, nutty.
Some of them are a little stupid. I can't deny that. Every time I'm in trouble with Victor, back 1-2. Let's go.
Because some heat engages are power crushes.
Yes.
Which is so stupid. Why would you give somebody an armor move to heat engage?
Cope.
Damn, my cope C mall ratio. Sorry you lost. Take this L. 0-2.
Fang out here, he got a whole heat engager from the fadeaway.
Yikes.
So y'all be safe.
See, I can't say nothing because Shaheen got guard crush moves, so...
Be quiet. Nobody plays him, so nobody knows.
That's a lie. That is a whole lie.
I've gotten 3 characters to the red ranks, and I've fought maybe 2 Shaheeds on my way there.
Well, he may not be popular, but he's pretty popular in the tournament scene.
Yeah.
I've seen at least, like, some mirror matches in the tournaments.
Mm.
My boy a little dumb this game. Everybody say, he's so boring. Like, I don't know if he's bored.
I mean, there's some characters that are boring.
Like
but
who?
I don't.
Who says boring?
Don't make me say it because it hurts.
Come on, say it. Say it.
It
say it.
But it hurts.
Do it. Say the word.
Leroy.
Who?
Leroy.
Who? Leroy the boy?
Leroy the boy.
Oh, damn. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it hurt.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Your boy Leroy.
Like, I don't care that, like, 90% of his move list is launch punishable. He just ain't got it.
He had it, though.
He did. He was exciting in Tekken 7, but this is a new game.
Because he was busted.
This is a new game.
Yeah.
We in a new environment. Like, see, here's the thing. In Tekken 7, he was Leroy Smith and everybody else was everybody else.
Yeah.
Now in Tekken 8, everybody's like Leroy. And Leroy ain't Leroy no more. Leroy is still in Tekken 7.
Not him not moving on to the next game.
He hasn't. Really? But everybody else done got a little bit more busted. Like Law, his 1-2.
Oh yeah,
Law. That nunchuck. That's a stupid move.
Yeah, Law's fun.
He is fun.
He's so fun, but stupid.
He's so dumb, but he is fun.
I was like, am I having fun with Law? Like, what the hell is going on here?
I can't even hold people who play law. I don't even care about you. I kind of care about your connection. I'm going to need you to get a wire. But law, just throwing that nunchuck out feels fun.
Yeah.
Raina, I'm sure it's fun to press buttons.
She's fun. She's stupid, though.
I have not tried her yet.
You should do it.
I don't want to.
Do it. Ugh. Do it. Make a costume for her.
She's such a damn gremlin.
You like gremlins. You play jury.
And she is like a toxic fail girl in this game.
Yes. Do it. Do it. Try some Raina.
I'll try her after Nina.
Try. Oh my God. Nina's so good. Oh.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'll try her after Nina.
Nina is so good. She got them gunshot moves. Those are stupid. Ugh.
Man, look. That's part of why I want to try her. Get the toolies out.
Dude, that's like so. Those gun moves are so stupid. They only get better when she's in heat mode.
Well, there you go. So we're going to try Nina.
I mean, everybody's at the honeymoon phase. My honeymoon phase is not over yet. I still love this game. I might be in honeymoon phase forever.
Maybe.
Like me, honeymoon phases usually don't end with most games. If I love it, I stay in honeymoon like I did with Street Fighter V.
Like, are there things that annoy me about this game? Sure.
Of course.
But that's just fighting games.
Of course. Everybody's going to have a thing about it you don't like. Like, that's just normal.
Like, I still don't like how you have to break throws in this game.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that either.
But I know I can duck most throws.
Yes.
Unless I'm against King. In which case, I gotta pray.
Pick a god and pray.
Yes. Like, don't you touch me, you filthy tiger man.
And even the tournament scenes, it's still fun to watch Tekken. Like, I'm not bored when I watch Tekken. And like players play it.
Nah.
Like, I'm enjoying myself the whole time. So honeymoon, I mean, outside of monetization for the game, which is ass, the core of the game, when I play it or why other people play it, I'm enjoying my time.
Yes.
So I'm still in the honeymoon phase. I just had that one part about the relationship I don't like, which is the money part.
So hopefully, and you know, a lot of people are saying this is just like the start of Tekken 8's lifespan.
It really is
like,
just a start.
You know they're going to drop a big ass patch and the game is going to change.
Significantly.
Yeah, just like Tekken 7 did.
Man, Tekken 7 had a long lifespan. Jesus. We were playing Tekken 7 for like years.
Yes, and it was a very different game by the end of it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I believe the same will happen here. So I'm not too worried about the direction of this game quite yet.
I'm not either. I'm happy about it, actually. I'm really enjoying my Tekken time. All right, last up. The one conversation that will never die.
Ah.
Old game versus new game, part two.
Ah, yes.
Revisionist history at its finest.
Tekken 7 took so much more skill.
Yes.
Tekken 7 was more nuanced. It had more player expression.
Oh my God. The player expression thing is such... I hate hearing that because it feels like regurgitated so much to where it's not like it doesn't have a meaning anymore to it.
What? What do you mean a lot of top 8s have some of the same characters when it came up to the end of Tekken 7's lifespan? What do you mean a lot of people just play Fang and Kasumi and King sometimes?
Or, what's her name? What's that woman's name? The last character they added.
I don't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yes, her.
What do you mean there was a whole patch format where only one character was worth playing?
Are you talking about that one tournament where it was like the whole top 8 was nothing but Leroy's?
Yes, that was Evo Japan.
That was so silly. Oh, God. That was some silly times. But yeah, Tekken 7 took actual skill to play.
Wow, that game was so balanced. What do you mean that there's never been an overwhelmingly best character in the game ever in the game's lifespan? Not even counting Leroy at this point. What do you mean Fakuron wasn't dominating the tiers until the Polish girl came out? What do you mean Akuma wasn't broken from the start of the game to the end of the game?
You know how many clips we watched of like zero to death combos with Akuma?
What do you mean Geese Howard wasn't busted from the start of his introduction?
Hey, he took skill to play though.
I don't debate that.
He took actual finesse. You had to know what you were doing. You couldn't just pick him and play like Akuma.
I don't debate that. I'm only saying.
Only brain dead people play Akuma.
I'm only saying.
The only intellectuals play Geese, though.
All I'm saying is that he was incredibly strong.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And I will say this, that the worst thing that came with him was his stage. Because I don't know how many times I've seen a zero to death combo that involved his stage. But it was a lot.
Look, okay, look. That do not matter. What matters is that old gang was good, new gang bad, old players better than new players. That's the meta.
Ah, yes, that's right. Old game good. I used to dominate an old game, but now I play new game. I don't dominate as much because new game is new and bad.
So that,
and
therefore,
will probably never change ever.
Say Jam say something really profound. He said that anytime a new game comes out, it takes away the dominant playstyle of the previous game.
Yes.
And that's very, very, very true.
Yes.
It's probably why I like Street Fighter V a lot, because it took away, it erased the dominant playstyle from 4, and
which is jab, jab, jab into like a whole series of links.
Yes, and I hated that shit.
And then it turned into like medium, medium into some shit.
Yes, which I liked a lot more.
And now we're kind of back into jab, jab, jab into stuff.
Yeah.
Like the jab in Street Fighter VI is incredibly strong.
Oh yeah, very strong.
Despite the fact that almost every move in this game is minus.
Which is weird.
Yeah, there was some design choices in 6 that, like, I don't know if I vibe with that much.
I don't get the whole everything should be negative. Then what's the point of block strays at this point?
Well, you can't just... It's got to be a tug-of-war kind of game. It's got to be an interactive fighting game. Unless you're Ken.
Right?
Or JP. Or Jury. Sometimes Marissa.
Yeah, definitely sometimes Marissa.
Or Ed. Or Luke.
Boo, Luke. Boo. Boo. Tomato, tomato, tomato. But yes, this debate will never end. We're going to have this debate forever.
Yep. Remember how much skill Street Fighter V took?
Yes. Footsies.
Like, what do you mean that we didn't disparage the V trigger system? What are you talking about? We love the V system.
We don't have neutral skips in that game. You just had to know how to play. We don't got drive rushes and shit. What's that? That's for scrubs.
Man, we never had anything that was like a comeback mechanic or a neutral skip in that game, ever. What do you mean G could shoot a giant ball that you couldn't even jump over without getting clipped?
I forgot all about that.
What do you mean Abigail still had an anti-air jab by nature of him being so goddamn tall?
The worst times when he was unpatched. But those are the bad times, which didn't last for too long.
Yeah, they clipped that man.
They had to. He was a menace.
I don't debate it either. Like, the things they did, I understood.
He was a whole ass menace. Hopefully Street Fighter 6, in terms of this old game versus new game debate, I think will get better once we have more characters, because right now it's easy to dunk on it because they haven't been putting a lot of like actual content in the game.
Yeah, they've been having like droughts of stuff, and I don't know what they're waiting on to drop the big patch.
Yeah, because now we already had Capcom Cup, so what are we waiting on now?
I think they're waiting on the 1-year anniversary, which, if that's the case, I hate it.
Yeah, I hate that. They're going to probably just have big patches every year.
Which, please don't do that.
Yeah.
I really want, if that's what they're doing now, then I want them to learn from this year one patch that shit don't work.
Not at all. Not a smart strategy for the longevity of this game.
Because the streets are talking. The streets do not like what's happening here.
Not at all. I don't have a whole lot to say about the new game versus old game discussion, because it's every year we have the same discussion. Every cycle we get a new game come out, it's all Street, like we would say Street Fighter 4 scrubby, Street Fighter 3 is a real Street Fighter.
Man, what do you mean we didn't have neutral skips like Focus Attack or Red Focus Attack? That's a comeback mechanics? We never had that. What's an ultra move?
That's an ultra move.
We had to play footsies, and we had to know our opponent. What do you mean you got Vortex to death?
I do not miss 4, but I don't think that it's fair to just automatically say that the previous game was better than the new game by virtue of the old game being older.
People are just going to complain about the game because it's new.
Yeah.
And every time I hear things about player expression, I think back to the old games, right? Please tell me the difference between, like, the visual difference. And I mean it. I mean, tell me the difference between, like, watching Daigo play Ryu and watching Alex Valle play Ryu.
Daigo uses more fireballs. Stupid.
Oh, you got me there. So the player expression here is to use more fireballs.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Understandable.
They make different choices.
Man, wow. And that makes for a completely different play style.
Exactly.
Wow.
You get it.
How could I have been so foolish?
It shows that your hubris was not going to allow you to know the true answer.
Sorry, gamers. I'm sorry that I didn't see the vision.
This reminds me of the tweet that Punk made, too. That's kind of, I guess, similar to this whole discussion about old game versus new game. Because he pretty much said that new games really try to prioritize rushdown, whereas the old games gave you, like, various of different play styles.
Yeah, sort of. Because that's the thing, right? Because a lot of things that they're talking about now, like, oh, there's, like, no defensive options. They said the same thing about 5.
Yeah, actually, this game has way more defensive options. 5 only had blocking and V-reversal for a long time, which they nerfed V-reversal after a while, which I thought was a bad choice. I don't know why they nerfed V-reversals. They weren't that great to begin with.
They didn't do damage. It was gray damage.
Yeah.
So you had the chance to get it back. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it put you in an advantageous position, but, I mean, it wasn't, like, a hard knockdown.
It really wasn't.
It was just get off me, reset the neutral.
It just kept nerfing them over and over
Plus, it cost you V meter, which, you know.
You gotta need that.
Yeah. Defensive options. I mean, sure, you could argue that Street Fighter 4 had more defensive options because you didn't have to spend bar to have an invincible uppercut.
Yeah.
But that's really it for that game because focus attack was not a defensive option.
What? It was meant to be that, though.
But, I mean, you hit it twice and it's crushed.
Yeah, true. But the intention behind focus attack was to be defensive.
Was it?
Yeah.
I never got that from that game because it didn't feel like a... it felt like a way to just kind of like take your turn back.
I mean, true.
And then Red Focus was just like...
That was dumb.
We're going to take out one of the weaknesses and then I guess we'll just add another weakness. Like it costs 3 bars this time to cancel. Okay. I'm spending the 3 bars if I got to for a free crumple.
Ah, yes. Crumple state. one of the most important states in the game.
I'm not going to lie. The way crumple state works in Street Fighter 4 is so stupid.
Yeah.
Like at some point in the middle of crumple state, you're airborne.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember.
We, of course,
what I showed you the neutral jump air grabs.
Yes.
Which that never stops being funny.
That's because Street Fighter 4 was busted to begin with.
Oh, crumple state. I don't miss that.
But yeah, old game versus new game debate is annoying and I don't really partake in it like I used to. The younger me would definitely like indulge in this. The current me is like, I don't even care because we're going to do this shit again next game. So why am I even getting invested in something that's going to be an annual thing pretty much?
Time is a flat circle.
You had to say that.
Just say it. Time is a flat circle.
All right. Do you have anything to pop off about before we wrap up?
You know what? I kind of do.
Okay.
So we talked about LTG being banned from Tekken 8 only to like make a new profile or something like that.
Yeah.
So in his whole speech about why you shouldn't be able to like ban accounts, which it was an entirely stupid rant.
Of course.
But there was something in that rant that just... That made my blood rush a little faster.
Oh, no.
And that was the idea that because I bought the game, I have the right to rage quit because it's my product.
What?
Which, if you think like that as a person who plugs or something, please just stop playing this game. Because that's so stupid.
That is so stupid.
I bought this game. And so now I get to do what I want with it. You bought a multiplayer game just to quit on people when you're about to lose? Like, I hate to sound like one of those guys, but when you pick up this game, you pretty much said to yourself, sometimes I'm going to lose, and I should hold that. Because
No, you see, you're thinking like a rational human.
You're right.
Everybody doesn't go into fighting and thinking rationally.
Right. I had to pay $70 just to keep losing. Well, then get better.
No, other people need to get worse. Or just let me win.
Like, it's bad enough that Namco is over here like, oh, we can't IP ban people because that's illegal, despite how many other games do it.
Yeah.
And y'all can't even come to the point where you just give the person who won their points or do. There's so many ways to deal with rage quitters that other games are doing or have done that all you gotta do is copy paste.
Maybe they need to like look around in the industry and see what other people are doing. I mean, it took them a while just to get the rollback shit. So
Street Fighter V had a system where you would have a badge on your player card or something where that you could see that you're not a rage quitter, and people who had the badge to show they were played with other people with that badge. It was like corralling them all into like a group of people who had rage quit. Because Street Fighter V, when this started out, it had a real bad rage quit problem.
Yeah, I remember.
So
I remember
shit. Mortal Kombat, they have the quitality where you still get the win screen.
Yes.
And the points.
Yes, quitality is pretty epic.
Quitality is one of the absolute best ways to deal with people who rage quit. If you don't want to ban them, I guess. Quitality is perfect.
Yeah.
And other games could do it. Other games could do something like it. Give me the points. Give me something. Give me something for winning and staying until I ride it out.
Yeah, I think that Capcom doesn't want to, like, give in for some reason.
Oh, it's Namco that's not trying to do that shit.
Oh, Namco, yeah, right.
See, Street Fighter VI, when you do that, like, I think they just, like, name and shame you.
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
the clip.
But they, you don't get the points, right?
I don't know. I've never had anybody rate. I did one time, but I don't remember if I got the points or not. I know I didn't lose my win streak.
Oh, that's good.
But that aside, come on, man. Come, that's such a stupid ass idea.
Mm-hmm.
I paid $70. Now I could just unplug whenever I want to. And I'm sure there's going to be people who agree with that. And you're dumb too.
I'm sure dumb too.
Just like, what did you pick up a fighting game for if you're afraid to lose?
They want to have a fun experience.
Hey, and that's fine. Losing can suck, but that's why you gotta get better at this shit. You can't just quit. That's fucking stupid and annoying.
Yeah, because you're making a bad time for the other person too, who had nothing to do with you, like, having a bad day with this game. And all they did was just play the game to their best of their abilities too, and unfortunately you weren't the victor.
You weren't the victor, whether because you got lucky or because it just was. Like, if you're gonna just be salty about it, just don't rematch. It's that simple. But to just be like, no, I'm not playing this out. You're punk. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to put that. You are not entitled to be able to rage quit just because you bought the game.
That is such a weird, like, ideology to have.
And I hope that they get to the point where they start IP banning folks, because that's what it's going to take to stop this problem at this point.
If they do that, they need to do that to, like, I don't know, egregious accounts that have been doing it too much.
Yes. I'm not saying for, like, a couple people or nothing like that. No, if you have a very collected history of rage quitting, or if you've had accounts banned before, then, yeah, console bans or PC bans, whatever it takes. I don't care. Because plugging is stupid.
It is.
I can't believe we've gone for calling it rage quitting to plugging, but whatever.
Yeah.
But please, if you're going to play this game, realize that you're going to lose a few. Stop. It's bad enough that you got the cheaters in here, too. But,
oof, man. Playing them.
God. Some of them stream themselves cheating.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Just come on, man. If you're going to play a game like this, be considerate. Think a little. It's not being so fucking salty.
That's a tall order.
All right, be salty, but I mean, like, don't be an asshole about it.
Yeah, that part.
All right, that's it for me.
I don't think I have anything that I'm, like, upset about in FGC right now. I think the All Gamers and New Games part of the thing I was going to maybe mention, but we put that in the show, actually, so I don't really want to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
That's just a dead horse that's been beaten too much. It's now, like, obliterated at this point.
Yeah, if we keep this up, we're going to need a whole new graphic.
All right. So, like, we can wrap up today's show. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of FGCism. Please go to our website at rushdownradio.net. Go to our YouTube channel. You can find this and all our other podcasts on where you get your podcasts on your preferred platform. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Let's go. Let's move. Side to side. Let's go. Let's go. Let's move. Side to side.